This spring, after her 8th birthday, my daughter Nora announced to us that she wanted to redecorate her bedroom, her space, picking her colors, loving new patterns and colors, purples and teals, things that reflected who she was now that she was 8. She spent hours, and we'll put some finishing touches on her room this week. It's been her own season of creation, and I've delighted in encouraging the artist in her to emerge. Watching this unfold in the past few months in our home reminded me of a quote that stayed on my heart from chapter 2 of We Make the Road by Walking. If you want to know the original artist and what they're like, a smart place to start would be to enjoy the art of creation. It's an invitation to notice the goodness of God, seen in the changing blues of the sky, the spectrum of grays on a cloudy day, the smell of rain, the sound of wind, the ripple of waters, the patterns in beach sand made by the waves, veins in the leaves on trees, individual flowers in a garden or a pot on a terrace, the taste of a fruit in season. And God has placed creativity within all of us from the beginning, an invitation to be part of the pattern of life, co-creators alive and awake to the good. And today's scriptures, they also remind us where this goodness comes from. Proverbs tells us that in the beginning was Lady Wisdom. Before God did anything else, she was brought into being a long time ago. Well before the earth got its start, she arrived on the scene before ocean. Yes, even springs and rivers and lakes, before mountains were sculpted and hills took shape. Wisdom was already there, newborn. And then the Gospel of John adds its insight to these creation stories we know so well. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. John had a special term for the pattern of meaning that God has spoken or written into the universe. The Gospel of John calls it logos, which is often translated as the English Word. We find logos in words like biology, anthropology, and psychology, the logic of life, of human development, or the human personality. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was with God, and the logos was God. The logos was in the beginning with God. This word, or logos, he said, was made flesh in a man named Jesus. In other words, if we want to know what God is like and what the universe is about, we should pay attention to the logic, the meaning, the wisdom, and the patterns found in the life of Jesus. He communicated this logos or logic of God in his teachings. He lived this logos or pattern of God in his life. He showed the logos or essence of God in the way he treated others. From his birth to his death and beyond, John believes Jesus translates the logic or meaning or pattern of the heart of God into terms that we can understand. Skin and bone, muscle and breath, nerve and action. Now, you might be thinking, why does this logos matter? It really matters what logic we use, what pattern of meaning-making we practice to get to the heart of the universe. Do we think that the universe runs by the logic of creativity and goodness and love? Or do we think it's all going to hell in a handbasket or falling apart? Just listen to those around you and yourself as we interpret what's happening in our world. Listen to media, to friends and family, the voice in your own head. You'll hear other ways that people understand the logic of the universe, because there are competing logos showing up in the way we describe and understand our lives. It's there in how we complain and who we blame. You'll see, the first one is the idea that life is a battlefield, a war, survival of the fittest, a competition like Survivor. The strongest survive. I was at a dinner just the other day listening to someone talk about how much we need money and that in making decisions about our lives, it's the richest who win and beat the struggle. Or with school. As a parent, instead of leaning into this year with grace and openness and possibility, I was holding on to fear that my daughter would get behind in grade 3. This idea that we need to get more and more ahead to win in life, that's there as a logos about how the world works. Or how about the idea that life is compliance, a keep your head down and do what you're told story of power and domination and submission, that life is like a big organization. You need to stay in your place, fall in line, son, play it safe. You'll notice it when you answer the question, I just couldn't speak up because. Or how about the idea that at the heart of the universe is like a machine, just unfolding, wound up and released and ready to go. And what we need to do is just grab whatever pleasure we can. That's all there is and all there ever will be. Those three understandings of the meaning of life are at work in our world. They're part of the story. What does it look like to take a step back or a balcony view, to look for the pattern and the meaning, the wisdom and the logic woven into the galaxies, the planets, the forests, the fields, the plants, the animals in you and me, or to see it in the life of a poor man traveling across the land with a band of students and friends, telling stories, confronting injustice, helping people in need, recognizing that conflict and compliance and the machine are at work, but with an acknowledgement of a deeper purpose and a meaning rooted in goodness and creativity and love. We're part of God's creative project filled with beauty and opportunity and challenge and meaning, and it runs on a pattern that brings that full circle. We see this embodied in the life of Christ. We need to trust this knowing. We need to proclaim it when the voices of the other ways of giving meaning to our world scream louder. This is the logos I want to live by. This is the word of good news for us today. This is the meaning that speaks into all of our fears about elections and economy and pandemic and climate change. This is the logos that can inform our days when we're wondering why to get out of bed, what it matters, and what means the most. This is the logos that not only informs our days, but the way we treat each other. This is a logos that helps us discern and interpret patterns in life. It helps us to pay attention to the things we took for granted and see them from a different angle. This is what's guiding the world that we are part of co-creating. A world where, in the words of Brian McLaren, pregnancy abounds, newness multiplies, freedom grows, meaning expands, wisdom flows, healing happens, and goodness runs wild. This is a world we're part of, a world where we can open ourselves to the possibilities that Christ showed us, possibilities that play in our lives like a song.